Thanks for downloading this show from PC One. Before we get rolling, here's a word from one of the folks who helped bring you this podcast.
I've honestly never seen a paper jam that bad.
Well, the bigger the printer, the bigger the jam.
That is a big printer.
Now fuck with me. Now fuck with me.
Is that a Jackson 5 song?
Now fuck with me?
Yeah.
Rock with me.
Yeah, I think Tito wrote it. I'm the sane one. Now fuck with me.
Ben, now fuck with me. Sorry. Okay, it's downloading something now. See,
did it
now it's just messing with me. It's forgotten. Okay. God. You didn't get that, did you?
Not the racist part.
Okay, good.
Well, now you got to have that out.
No, I'm just joking. Oh, well, here we are.
Big day.
Big day. Real big day.
I'm
it's been
lost.
A week since we recorded Josh last Sunday.
I know. I forget how to podcast.
Did you say you emailed me something? Never mind. Hang on.
I did.
Check.
Got it. Excellent.
Got it.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Which Excellent. iPad is that? Is that the Air 2 or is that a Pro?
Here's the thing. I don't know. Actually, I...
Have you had it for like 3 years?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay.
I relied on the iPad to tell me what cases fit because I just got this new case.
That's nice.
Check that shit out. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's like a diary book. You know what I mean? Those little black books.
There's no diary in there. There's nobody writing about their thoughts and feelings in there. That's
secrets.
What you're thinking.
Chick, secret, I didn't know you secret. Felt that way.
Secret, secret. I've got
I like
a
it.
Secret.
I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hold a jersey?
Oh, yeah, please. I'd like to see
touch
that.
Touch the pass it around.
Oh, my God, that's hardy.
Is that a moleskin?
No, but I'm, you know, and Spangle's at the bottom of all of our anguish. You realize
that. Yes, he is.
That's, I that's saw, nice. I had iPad cover envy when I saw Spangle's, that little tweed bullshit thing he had. But it didn't turn off the iPad when you shut it, which I love.
Got to do that.
Got to do it.
Yeah. And my mini, that's what I have.
And when you open it up, it kicks on. Bang. See? And it wouldn't. Yeah, that threw me entirely. Hated it, so I had to get this new cover.
You want a quicker way to waste your battery? You can't find one. That's the quickest way to waste.
That's exactly right.
Close.
Anything to do with Spangle, you waste your battery.
I thought you also got a case for this right here.
I did. I got that.
The laptop?
I had Case Envy, Mr. Vibbert had that on his laptop, and I thought, wow, that's really cool. It's badass.
What's it called? Like the neoprene sleeve?
Neoprene sleeve, as tight as a, well, something that would be tight.
Yeah,
that's right.
Is Envy a healthy thing?
Does
it open your mind to other things, or is it?
I don't think pure Envy is ever.
Is that one? That's one of the seven deadly sins.
Envy, coveting. Yeah, you don't want to get you don't want to get that.
I think you can have about four of the seven deadly sins, and you're good. That's healthy. Four of the seven are good, healthy.
Okay,
really?
Right? Yeah.
Sloth.
Yeah, healthy. Take it easy. The Eagles wrote about it. Take it easy.
Gluttony.
Do you guys remember Seven with Brad Pitt?
Yes,
absolutely.
Such a good movie.
I had no idea. I got all caught up, and now what's the difference between the seven deadly sins and the Ten Commandments? See, that's where I got confused. You know,
what is the difference? Do you know?
Well, the Ten Commandments, as I understand it, are a bunch of thou shalt nots, and the seven deadly sins are just states of human being, I guess.
Sort of the
jealousy, sloth, envy, greed,
lust.
I know
lust.
I know where the seven deadly sins come from. Pride? Isn't pride one?
I think pride might be one.
I don't know. I don't.
What are the seven deadly sins?
Who'd you ask? Uh-oh.
Okay, I found this.
Well, thank you. Seven deadly sins and the...
You know, this is hardly a replacement for Jess. I want you to know that.
I found this.
I was going to say, well, okay, all right, we're making what we can.
Why didn't she spit them out?
No, I just got like some Japanese thing.
Ooh, a Japanese restaurant?
No.
Can we go?
Oh, gosh.
You know, I turned my Siri off.
I rarely use her, but.
You can put a British person. You can make her a British person.
I heard you can make her a bat computer if you go, hey, Pewter.
Really?
Yep. That's what I heard.
Oh, I've been watching the animated Batman series. Where did the seven deadly sins come from? I know where the Ten Commandments come from, but was it just some guy? Are they Buddhist?
It might have been some mouthy guy. I don't know. Gluttony, lust, avarice, greed. That's the same thing, avarice and greed. Pride, hubris.
Ooh, there's one we missed.
Wait a minute. No.
Pride, yes.
Vibbert said pride.
Yeah.
No, not, I just read one. I'm sorry. Oh. Wrath.
Oh, yeah. Wrath. Oh, I'm a big fan
that
of that.
I think that's a good
that
one.
That one's probably okay, right?
Yeah.
So envy, wrath. So you said you could get away with four.
Gluttony.
Envy, wrath.
Gluttony.
Pride.
Pride?
Yeah. Pride's a good one to have.
Okay.
Gluttony, which is overeating. Fornication, which is lust. Avarice and greed. Pride, hubris. Sorrow, despair, despondency. Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Oh, I got that. Uh-oh. Wrath, as vain, and sloth. But there's eight here.
Yeah, I saw one with eight, too. I think they eliminated one of those latter ones.
I think they realized gluttony is like a way of life, so we can't really get away from it.
Well, I think it's like the seven dwarves. There was an extra dwarf, the alcoholic brother, but they didn't talk about him ever. Just kind of
is that right? Drinky?
Yeah, drinky.
Right?
Drunky? What?
Was that? Didn't the Simpsons have an episode where one of the seven dwarves was drunky?
Oh, I don't know.
Sounds like
it
probably
was eight dwarves or something. All right, hit the thing there, Jason, and we'll get this show started. Oh my God! Welcome to the Chick McGee Show.
He's alive.
This song saved my life about 2 days ago. I can't explain it. I was sure I was dying. Every muscle in my body ached. Every bone in my body ached, including it was aching. But
take me away.
And this song, it just yeah. So I'd like to thank Natasha, and if she's not doing anything later, I love that British accent. Welcome back. Thank you for downloading. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jeff Vibbert.
JeffVibbert.com.
And I am your humble servant, Chick McGee. Hi, how are you? Just the three of us today. We're going to raw dog it.
Oh.
Just us. Jason's been to Vegas. I almost died. Vibbert, of course, is...
working hard.
Being
grinding.
All Vibbert.
Grinding.
You're rise and grind. Motherfucker gets up at 2 in the morning and don't stop until 1 in the morning.
I got a coffee with two shots of espresso in it, and I'm a quarter of the way done, and I can already feel it. I'm ready to go.
You're wired. I don't know how, as delicate as you are, and don't take this the wrong way.
Yes.
But you drank Sprite, and you threw up.
Yeah.
It's a legendary story.
Yeah, it was.
Which is opposite. When people throw up, they drink Sprite.
I know.
Typically.
But you didn't have soda pop when you were a kid, right?
No.
Is that the thing?
No, but in my defense, I mix Sprite and Pepsi.
Okay.
So...
But you can drink.
It doesn't matter.
You can drink caffeine like it's going out of style, and it won't make you throw up. But
yeah, it depends. If I have a full stomach, I'm good to go. I didn't have a full stomach that day when I threw up the Sprite. But like right now, I just had a meal. I just had peas and macaroni and a piece of chicken.
Where did you have that?
That's your house? Chicken. In your chicken. In your fridge.
The peas.
No,
and
I'm
the macaroni.
I'm kidding.
You idiot.
No, I had it at my house.
And you
then
know.
I took a 5-minute nap.
You know, I had an edible before we came in here, so I don't know if you should be telling me stuff like that.
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
I'm going to believe that there was...
Eventually, it's going to kick in, and it's going to be amazing.
There was a chicken carrot dinner in my refrigerator, and I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, that's
good.
How
the hell does that happen?
So, you're getting to work at like 5 in the morning, Jeff.
Yep, woke up at 3:55 this morning, got to work at 4:58.
Fuck.
Yep.
Really?
Yep, made a little video. I watched The Bachelor last night. You guys ever watch The Bachelor?
You know,
is this with all the girls and one guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one did I watch? I'm aware of the concept. I know, but I don't. It's not a destination. I don't watch it, but I can understand the wanting to watch it. I can get that.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch it. I have friends that I watch it with, and it's good commentary. We have good commentary on it. But the girls, like, if you go onto The Bachelor and you don't have a good crying face, you're in for a bad time. Like, it's not going to be good
for you. If
you
look really horrible while you're crying. Yeah. Yeah.
And The Bachelor cries more than the girls do. Like, he cries at everything.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
Well, you know, I'm old enough to remember that when reality television started with, like, I guess Survivor or something, no. Or before that.
The Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Who came on the screen? Oh,
Joe Millionaire?
Real World, MTV Real World.
Yeah, yeah. Technically, that they actually had been first.
But anyway, my favorite thing about all the reality shows is there's always, and it can be a male or female, this always happens on some sort of reality show. The character will look at the camera and say, "Why is this happening?" And it's and everybody says the same thing. If you got a brain, well, you kind of signed up for it. Right?
I love when they look in the camera and go, "I didn't sign up for this."
No, and it is, and they have that on, and they have a girl doing that or a guy doing that sometimes as well. So I didn't sign up for this. Yes, you did.
Did you read the fine print? But no, there was a girl on there it was the Fantasy Suite episode where they. Basically, around these like super secluded dates, it's
romantic,
just
very romantic.
Those fantasies, they're supposed to fuck. The fantasy suites. I don't. They're supposed.
That's what this is.
See, now this is a part where this is kind of advanced as far as these dating shows. Is that kind of when I watched them? And now I'm revealing I watched them, but I did. I can't remember which one I watched, but I mean them actually having intercourse was way. I don't think that ever happened.
Right.
That's my printer. Sorry.
Hey, the printer could be a guest. But no, if you watch them and you understand that this is not real, it's just fun. It's not bad. It's something to watch. But this girl on there goes, I haven't told anyone. She has a southern accent. Uh-huh. She's like, I haven't told anyone this, but it's not very good southern accent.
That's great.
You didn't have to tell us that.
Okay, thank you, Jason.
I thought it was great.
Thank you. She goes, but I've slept with one person. And I've never had an orgasm before. And, like, the dude was like, oh, okay. It was just so weird. Like, she just put her ex on blast on national TV. Because you know her ex is watching this and being like, with his friends.
And then put on a platter that, hey, good luck. You're probably not going to make this happen.
Well, that too. I don't know.
Maybe she can't.
As a guy, I feel like you look at it and you're like,
okay. Wait a minute, man. I don't think that's possible. I think everyone can have an orgasm.
I thought we knew someone that has never really had one.
Well, we do know someone that might have never really had one, but that doesn't mean that she can't have one.
Okay. I see the distinction.
You understand?
Yes, I understand.
Okay? Yeah.
I understand.
There are some that won't, I think, is the term you want. Yeah.
I'm not having fun.
Thank you. Yes, we know Jeffy.
But yeah, it was just – it's. I don't know. It's entertaining. And the dude had his ex show up. Like,
what?
At the start of the show, he had his ex show up. It was weird. I don't
get it.
That's
so scripted.
Oh, of course it is.
Obviously, they're creating that conflict, and they need it.
But I like the new one that's coming out that they don't have – the girls all look almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
I think that's a great angle.
Game of Clones. Yeah. Bowers was telling me about that today.
And it goes with – You know, I mean, you have to rely on personality then. And, you know, good luck to.
Well, here's how I've made my. I have gigantic tits. And do these girls know this going into the show, I wonder? Do they just show up and all of a sudden everyone looks like, you look like me. You look like me. I look like you.
That's a good question.
I hope that's got to be.
Is it?
Because that's got to get you as a viewer early on.
Is it guys and girls?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's a. The one I heard about
is it British?
I think it is.
Okay.
It was a guy and all the girls looked alike.
Okay.
That's the first installment as far as I know.
It's a lot of tall blondes or something. Yeah. You know.
Would you be the bachelor if they're like, hey, Chick McGee?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. No, I'm too old for this.
Well, not even just to be like, this will be fun. This will be something to do for her.
Oh, I'd do it as a – I mean, I'd get lost in the – I found that I start to – find different things are interesting to me, and I would be interested how the girls would interact. I would think,
yeah, it would be an interesting social experiment.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who is the best person of all these? You eliminate kind of the look.
Uh huh.
That's a tough one.
A bad laugh out.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Oh, I hate a bad laugh.
Hate a bad laugh.
Yeah.
Why am I still here then? That's my laugh.
Okay, fair enough.
Are there any of these shows, not even dating related, Jeff, any of these reality shows that you would go on if you were asked?
Well, first off, I would go on Shark Tank and I would make $10 billion. I got great ideas. I can't tell you any, but I've got great ideas.
Okay.
I would go on The Bachelor. I would do The Bachelor just to do like the scenic shots where I'm like looking off the balcony. And like,
yeah.
Today was a long day. I do that. I don't really know what other reality shows are out there. I haven't paid attention.
What if there was one called Celebrity Lookalikes?
And they wanted you to come on and be John Mayer.
They wanted you to be John Mayer, and they bring you around as if you are that person and see how people treat you.
Well, I kind of do that in my normal life. I just go around and pretend I'm John Mayer. So it wouldn't be too different, but I'd definitely sign up for that.
Mr. Mayer and I would like a table for two, please. I've done that.
I put my last name as Mayor when I go places. I'm like, Mayor, part of your team against me. Okay. But they make me sing when I go in. Like, oh, are you really Mr. Mayor? I'm like,
Gravity!
Oh, nailed it.
Oh, bang.
So he's coming to town. He's doing a tour this summer. Yes.
Yeah,
he's
so
coming
excited.
To town.
Yeah.
What if we do, you know, Jeff, you do your little lookalike thing, and we get you a guitar and just strap it over you, and we'll just walk right through the crowd with you. Would that not be fun?
Is security going to be there? Because I'm going to get mobbed.
You wear your Halloween costume with the sleeves.
I wouldn't feel safe.
We just got to get you the right guitar.
There would be people who would think it was Mayer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's deceptively tall.
He's
is he
six
not?
Foot three.
Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah. Okay.
He's really kind of tall. So. I know far more about John Mayer than I ever have in my life because of you.
Seemed like the last 2 years you learned a lot.
Yeah, it's really hard.
But I was just telling Chick, like, if I met John Mayer backstage, there's like a 90% chance I would pass out.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. I'd pass out.
Do you have the fainting gene?
You know what? You know the last time I almost fainted? And I'm glad we're bringing this up today because Purdue's playing IU tonight.
Uh-huh.
Purdue wins. They get a share of the Big Ten championship. The last game I went to was Purdue at IU in Ass Hall. It's called Ass Hall.
Do we point out that you are a graduate of Purdue University?
I'm a graduate of
IU, Indiana University.
And Purdue.
No. My degree is IU.
But you wear Purdue stuff, though.
I wear both.
I've never seen him at an IU thing. He fucking wears Boston College stuff.
Yeah,
okay?
that's fair. That's
he's a BC boy.
He's
all of us doing.
Yeah. But IUPUI's slogan 1 year was IU, Purdue, why not both? It was so lame.
Oh, God. So anyway, I was at the IU-Purdue game at IU. So I'm in hostile territory, me and my buddy. I end up getting amazing seats that someone sold to me and him. And it was such a close game. My hands were numb, and at one point I was like, I need oxygen. I need oxygen. I need more air because I felt like I was going to faint.
Really?
I was so excited and nervous all at one time.
Did you have to go outside?
No, I just had to learn. I basically was thinking, Chick, I'm like, all right, it's channel little Buddha here. Find your breath. Calm down. Concentrate
on your breath.
Like during a timeout or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have anxiety about passing out. Like, I get scared that I'm going to pass out.
And then you pass out.
And that makes me want to pass out. But I've never passed out.
It's a wonder you don't eat yourself. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. No. I'm lucky to be alive.
My goodness.
Yeah. It's not good.
So, well, Chick, are you a pass out kind of guy?
I have never been knocked unconscious.
Correct.
I've been alive. Chick. I've been alive 59 years. I've never been knocked unconscious, and I don't think I've ever fainted.
Yeah.
I don't think I've even gotten close.
Oh, I almost did. After my initial knee injury, I tore my ACL, didn't know it, went to bed.
Oh.
Got up the next morning. I slept fine. Got up. I thought I was just tweaked. I got up, and from the time I went from bed to the bathroom, the blood started flowing to the knee. And it was not happy. And the knee locked up, and I, as I'm urinating in the morning, and it locked up hard, like really weird and awkwardly. I got done. I literally laid on the floor, put my leg up on the side of the tub because it's right there, and I pretty much went into shock.
Fuck.
I kind of had that same problem, but all the blood rushed in my penis and I passed out. Sorry.
No, actually, firemen had to come in and take me.
What?
Had to extract me from my – I couldn't move.
No kidding.
No joke. I had to call 911.
Holy hell.
Probably one of the more embarrassing – you know, had to
– Were you naked?
Throw me in the – no, I wasn't naked. I'm sure I didn't have much clothes on.
Right.
I had a gallbladder attack one time. It was pretty painful.
How did you know it was your gallbladder?
Yeah.
Is it very – obviously, you feel it in the spot?
Yeah, I mean, right in the middle, and it radiates around to the back.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad. It's more painful than the angina that I haven't had for a long time. But
did you have to go in an ambulance when that happened?
No, it subsided after a while. But I went to the doctor and asked him about it, and they x-rayed and said there must have been a stone you passed, and everything's fine. So,
and it's never – Nothing since.
Nothing since, and that was 30 years ago.
I'm terrified of getting like a kidney stone. Like I don't know how they form. I don't know what they are, but
I think caffeine.
You drink a lot of water, right?
Yeah,
yeah. You'll be fine.
Grab that water.
As you get older, they say men need to drink cranberry juice. That helps the old urinary.
What
tract.
Are you going to get your period? I'm sorry. That's another thing. Not only did Natasha Benningfield and Pocket Full of Sunshine save my life while I was sick, I was in this – I couldn't get comfortable, and I was just sick. I mean, I couldn't – if I was awake, I was uncomfortable and sick.
You had the flu that just makes your entire body ache.
So and the only thing on television that could hold my interest was The Departed, the Martin Scorsese movie with Jack Nicholson and Mark Wahlberg and Matt Damon and Leo. And I watched it three times.
Three.
And there's a scene where Leonardo DiCaprio is going undercover in – he's sitting in a bar, and he goes, I'll have a cranberry juice. And this guy next to him, he goes, what? Are you getting your fucking period? And Leo smashes him in the forehead with a glass pitcher. Yeah.
I think I've seen that scene. Yeah. Is that also in The Town? Does Ben Affleck's like a recovering alcoholic, and he doesn't – I don't know.
It might be in The Town.
No, I think – yeah.
Remember, I told you about a scene in the Town, and you didn't believe me.
I love The Town. What –
when he was mocking the fact that he had the unmarked car, and he put the little note in the little antenna on the back windshield because he knew that was his car.
Yeah, and are there pictures in it where he's like,
I can't remember what he did.
I don't know. I just know he's like, oh, you gonna show up at a fucking cookout?
I like that The Town. That's a good movie.
Such a good movie.
I saw it in the theater. I have so many movies I went to see in the theater, but I never saw them again. I need to see him again to stick with me.
Oh, Josh Arnold and I saw a movie, Get Out, with written and directed by Jordan Peele. It's amazing and wonderful and incredible.
From Key and Peele?
From Key and Peele, and go see it now before – I can't think of anything that would spoil it, but go see it now anyway.
Is it scary?
Yeah, it's scary and intense and terrifying. I leaped to my feet and whistled at the end of the film, and everybody in the film – and everybody in the theater jumped up and started applauding. It was great.
So you think it's worth the? It has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
I think it's yeah. I don't know. I don't know who wouldn't like it.
And it's not. There's really no big names actors actresses.
No, Catherine Keener, who people who go see movies a lot know who she is. Brad Whitford, I think same kind of deal.
He the guy was from Aerosmith.
Over my head, I don't know.
Isn't he the bass player? Something.
I think there's certainly a Whitford and Aerosmith, but it's not this one, Jason. Allison Williams from Girls, and I've never liked her, and she's okay. Never mind. I can't say anything else.
Yeah. Is it called Get Out?
Get Out.
All right.
Get Out. And Stephen Root, love him.
Oh, Stephen Root's in it.
Yep.
He's one of those guys. He's in everything.
Stephen Root.
I think people I know in Central Ohio they'd call him Root. It's Root 23.
Oh, okay.
No, it's Root, I'm sorry.
Root 66.
It's Root. Root 23.
Oh, yeah, Root. Yeah.
Not well. I've trained myself to say route because I never liked the sound of Root.
I notice East Coast people don't say tour.
Tour. What? Tour.
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 They tour. Tour. I'm on a
tournament.
Tour.
It's the NCAA tournament.
It's the tournament.
It's
too.
Yeah. It's not the tournament. It's the tournament. Yeah, that's right.
Do you guys watch – I mean, we're only 2 weeks away. Maybe 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks from – today's Tuesday.
Is the Big
I think today is the
– is the Big Ten tournament here?
No.
No, Chicago.
No, it's in D.C.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's
they
right.
Moved it to D.C.?
They're idiots. Delaney,
why?
If anyone out there is a –
why
works
they
for the
fucking
Big Ten,
moving to D.C.?
Because Delaney wants the East Coast money. He's going to find out that no one's going to go to the games.
Well,
because you got Maryland and Rutgers out there, and Maryland's good,
okay,
but they suck.
Okay, wait a minute.
Who's going to go to those games?
I have to admit, I've kind of argued myself out of being upset because I forgot that Maryland and Rutgers are in the Big Ten now.
Rutgers That's doesn't true. Care.
I know. Well, no, but
so what, the whole place
to
is going
to
be Maryland?
You have to be fair and say we can't have it in Chicago and Indianapolis all the time, the even though it's places. The most centrally yeah. located yeah. Among the more Big Ten
yeah.
schools.
Right.
But
yeah. And but what's it called? United Airlines Arena or whatever
yeah.
in Chicago is not a very nice area. Like, Indianapolis is perfect for it because
yeah. I don't get me wrong. I love Chicago. I don't particularly care for people from Chicago, but I like Chicago. And I was up there more in the past 4 years because my daughter went to school there than I have been in my life. And I had no problems, and I just love going up there.
Yeah.
But that arena, there's nothing. The only thing around the arena is the parking lot. That's it.
Isn't it? Is it out by O'Hare?
No. It's basically 2 miles west of downtown. I think that's fair.
Rosemont Horizon.
I don't know where that was, but
I mean, we went up there for.
I've been up there for a couple.
Bob
shows.
Schneider, and it was amazing.
Well, yeah, we didn't go. Yeah, absolutely.
The area we were in was so nice.
Absolutely, and I think there's a lot of those little. I don't know if you want to call them burbs, but those little
pockets.
Little pocket full of sunshines
yep.
is what they are.
That's what they are.
That's exactly what they are. And if I had this up, I would have. Yeah. I don't remember this song when it came out.
Oh, I do.
10 years
everywhere.
Ago?
Yeah, wasn't it on like the, I don't know if you guys know, it was like Laguna Beach or something like that?
Oh, was it? Maybe so.
One of those shows. It was on MTV all the time.
It should be required to be an alarm clock.
That's what Pat McAfee had.
Yeah, instead of a bell or a chime, you start the day with a pocket full of sunshine.
There's nothing worse than starting your day with the iPhone alarm. It's so annoying.
Well, you can change it.
I know, but it wakes me up.
The default?
Yeah.
Why don't you put a John Mayer song in there? Start your day with Mayer.
Because I'd probably just keep sleeping and think he was singing to me.
Okay. Let's do this, and we'll be back with part two. How would that sound?
We got to talk about Vegas, baby.
Jason went to Vegas. That means...
And I'm a wild man.
See, there... Okay. The Chick McGee Show brought to you by TrueCar.com. In order to feel comfortable that you're getting a fair price, how do you do that? Well, with TrueCar, because, you know, TrueCar has 3 million cars sold, 13,000 dealers, over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles available with an average savings of $3,000 off. You people know that. So with TrueCar.com, that's how you get to feel comfortable that you're getting a fair price. You use TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want, and they will show you on TrueCar what other people in your area paid for the car you want. So if you innocently go out in the driveway and check your mail and your neighbor comes over, I got a new car, eh? I don't know why they're in Boston doing this, but other than the Departed rears its ugly head again. I paid a lot less for that, neighbor. And that will not happen with you if you use TrueCar. Register with TrueCar, TrueCar.com. You'll see real pricing on actual inventory, competitive pricing offered to you only by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. Actual vehicle on their lot. And remember that average savings over $3,000 on the MSRP. When you're ready to buy, visit TrueCar.com. Enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Jason went to Vegas.
I enjoyed it.
No whores, I'm guessing. No millions of dollars lost.
I did not get propositioned.
No cocaine.
I was a little disappointed.
All right. We'll be back with the details in part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One.
There's nothing like the thrill of a last second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year End event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
I've never looked at your crotch so much in my life.
My hips.
Ooh, I like this.
As I get older, my hips get more fluid. The
same drink that gets me out the door. I like it. It's the same drink that puts me on.
Let it ride. Let it ride.
I'm downloading this one.
So he opened up four new songs Friday, Jeffy.
Second wave, baby.
Second wave.
Is it on iTunes or?
It's gotta be.
Should be on iTunes. I couldn't.
I got wave one. I don't have. I
wave
don't
two
wave
has
two.
A girl on it. I think I just saw it.
Oh, yep. There it is. Okay. There we go. I like this one. What
Jangling
is this?
The guitar.
This is Helpless.
Ooh, that's hard.
I'm a sucker for the jangling guitar. Hi, it's Chick McGee, part two of the Chick McGee Show. Welcome back. That's new John Mayer.
Also known as Big Joe.
You want a preview of what it'll look like front row?
Yes,
September 3rd?
Yes, good.
Maybe I don't want to go with him. Maybe I have
no. Before the podcast started, you're like, we're going. We're going to be there.
Yeah, I think you might have misspoke there.
I'll be elbowing people in the front row.
An hour later, off the table.
I'll get jealous in the front row. He doesn't love you.
He loves me.
He loves me.
Is he playing at the Variety?
I'm going
KFC
to say I've seen John Mayer.
I've never seen him.
With Cannon Crows is what you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fill you in a little bit on Jeff's life. Our vacation, July 15th through the 23rd.
Yeah.
I'm going to Denver, Colorado for real this time.
Yeah, right.
Because John Mayer is in there July 19th. Colorado. I will be there.
Red Rock?
I'm not sure. I just saw Colorado and I called my buddy and I said, get 16 tickets. I'm bringing my family.
Well, I'd love to go.
Let's all go. Well, let's all go.
I tell you what, well, I'll good. Go. What am I doing? I'll go. Hell, I don't care.
Maybe I love flying. Flying is such a satisfying trip. It's kind of a pain in the butt and you're crammed in there, but 3 hours later, you're almost all the way across the country.
Now... Mm-hmm. Direct flight?
Direct flight, baby.
That's the way to
nothing
go.
Nothing but. That's nothing but for this guy.
When you go,
I couldn't tell you the last time I had a connecting flight. It's
no
just
kidding.
Why? Yeah. Why would you do that?
Well,
no. I guess when I went to Guatemala, so there was a connecting flight.
Because sometimes you have to arrive in Boise, Idaho, and no directs from
here
to
you've
Boise,
gone,
Idaho.
You've obviously traveled way more than me in the last 10 years, all the places for the comedy tour. So there's definitely a few little niche places you probably got to...
Boy, there's nothing better, though, than getting on the plane, getting off, and you're in your destination.
That's the
best. I think I've only done it like two or three times in 30 years of flying.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm one for one.
You've only flown once?
I've flown when I was a kid, but I don't really remember. I was like five.
Gotcha. Where'd you fly?
Jamaica. I had to go to a destination wedding. It was the worst experience ever.
Well, you know, the destination wedding, it's totally acceptable. You look at all the manner, any good manners books, it's totally acceptable for the destination wedding to affect the actual price of the gift that you're giving the company.
Oh,
you being there is the gift.
That's what they say, and you hold them to it.
Well, I want to say my uncle and aunt paid for us to go out there.
Oh!
It was just immediate family that went, but it rained every day. They had goat's milk instead of cow's milk. I was five. I didn't – it was awful.
Did you do this a lot? Jamaican me thirsty.
Every time. I was like, how'd you learn that joke? Get out
Jamaican a call to your mom. Hello.
I gotta get outside. This rain is –
Were there casinos?
Jamaican me crazy is what I was going to say.
Were there casinos in Jamaica?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you were five.
I was five. Yeah.
That's true.
A daycare center that my parents dropped us off.
Papa Vibs would not take you to the casino when you were five.
No, they tried to get us on a glass bottom boat, and I would not go because it was like sharks are going to ram that. We're going to fall in the water. We're going to die.
That's true.
So you even overreacted as a child.
Paranoid as a little kid. Yeah.
Did they have casinos where you went, Jason?
Absolutely. I am 43 years old, and first time I ever went to Las Vegas.
So everybody should do it once.
You have to. It's a fascinating place.
Can be fun.
Yeah, I had an enjoyable time. I like new restaurants, and there's so many places to eat. Not even just on the strip. I went off the strip, and it's just fascinating. A couple things. I guess apparently I'm a bit of a puss because where we are in Indiana, we're never exposed to smoke.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's
fair.
True.
You know,
yeah.
Our restaurants will have, there's a few bars, but you got to really want to go in there. And no, you have to be a smoker, really.
It really hammers me when I run into it.
Yeah. So every casino, which is basically the lobby of every hotel, you got to walk through it back and forth, and they're just full of smoke. And my eyes were dry, and I was like, God, what's the problem? Like,
you hearing this?
Goat's milk doesn't seem so bad anymore.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
He's not screaming at the dice table. He's crying because his eyes are full of smoke.
I told you I was a puss about it. So it doesn't matter. Even if you go to the nicest ones, like the Venetian, you go through there,
Venetian
still
blind.
It'd be curtains for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is that place changes depending on the day of the week.
Oh, yeah. That's
true. On Thursday, it's like walking downtown Meridian Street on the Circle in Indianapolis. Saturday, the crazies and the kooks are out.
Really?
Just on the streets and the people themselves. Now, granted, I didn't stay up much past midnight ever, so I can't imagine when it's like midnight to four there.
I don't know. You're on those streets that the crazies and the kooks are on. Are you one of the crazies?
That's true. Oh, gosh, no. Gosh, no. There was a bunch of I can't believe they don't have a Disney representative walking around and going, hi, I'm from Disney, and you're dressed up as Mickey and Minnie. Come with me. There were just people just dressed up as characters and just taking pictures with them. Saw a guy that looked just like Prince.
Exactly like Prince.
Just like him. It was.
Maybe it was Prince.
Maybe it was.
And he's kind of.
It could have been. And he was a little short guy. He was a little guy.
Prince is, I've heard, 5'1".
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was that short, this guy. But there's just it was fun. I enjoyed it. I did a lot of walking around through the buildings, just checking stuff out. I did gamble.
What did you gamble?
I did three things.
Oh God,
blackjack.
Okay,
like it.
Lost on that a couple times. Roulette.
Okay.
Lost a little early. Won it all back and doubled it.
Oh,
third time I did roulette. And then the big thing I did, sports gambling.
Thursday night
I did a 14 parlay. I believe it paid 11-1. Cha-ching. Right here, won about $300.
Oh, yes. So, okay. Wow.
I did do a couple more after that because I thought I had it.
No.
I thought I had it. But I only blew like $50 on two different more parlays, and I did not get those.
No. 14 parlay is so hard to hit.
You could do 10.
What did you bet?
I can tell you here. I've got it on my notes.
Wait a minute. But what did you win?
I put down like $25 or $30, okay, and I won like $300 on that.
It's not bad.
Wow.
I did Valpo -2.
Okay.
The Jazz -3. And then the big one, it was one game and it was the last game. So I had those two locked up. Then I did Spurs -4 and the under.
You already lost me. You're betting on the NBA. Never bet on the NBA.
No, I have a buddy who said NBA is the way to go. Because you can predict them a little better if they're off of a back-to-back, if they're traveling more, that kind of stuff. And that's what I did.
Yeah, I stay away from the
NBA.
Is
that right?
Well, this time. The other two times I tried it, it didn't work.
So you've got a system is what you're saying.
I don't know if I
flawless
have a system. It obviously has flaws.
Mm.
I had a buddy give me $50, and I put money down on 5 games for him.
Wow.
Just straight up. Just this team minus or team plus.
Right.
He missed all 5 of them.
Ugh.
Isn't that amazing?
And I thought they were probably decent picks. It was all college. And missed all 5 of them. Raleigh, you know who you are.
Well, you made a bet for me.
Well, I did some shopping for him. Chick gave me $100.
Yep, I gave him put this $100 on the Washington Redskins.
But here's the
to
thing,
win
though.
Super Bowl 52,
yes. which you violated the first rule. Don't bet on your own team. Like I didn't bet any of my teams.
What?
Like because it's too emotional.
Okay. Why didn't you tell me that when I gave you the $100? I would have bet the Patriots. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's not going to pay much.
That's true. $100 for the Patriots would be $108
probably. So.
I'm very good at betting on the Patriots. I do that very well. My brother, though, he's an IU grad, Indiana University. He can predict what IU is going to do perfectly, but he will never put money on it because he's like, I don't want to watch.
Text him about the game tonight.
Okay.
I think Purdue's -10, so IU's +10 tonight.
He thinks IU's going to lose by 40. So
really?
I mean, this is just a tweet that I saw.
So Chick gave me the $100 and he says, hey, you should find Redskins 40-1 odds to win
that
the
was
Super
just
Bowl.
Off the top of my head, which I'm ashamed I knew.
And
so.
He knew that. And I, the hotel I was staying at, sure enough, said 40. I think the Paris next to me said 40. So as in my couple mornings, I just literally was just going through all the hotels. I just wanted to see what they were like. And I got to the Cosmopolitan, which is like one of the nicest ones. And I'll be dang if up on the board didn't say 60-1.
60-1 at $100. That'll pay me $6,100.
That's nice.
Yes, sir. I've got the betting slip up on the refrigerator.
It's a great – I'm glad you opened my mind to a whole new thing of betting big.
Future
like
bets.
That.
Yeah.
Well, that – and you're like, well, how am I going to cash it in? Well, if they win,
oh, I'm there.
It pays for the trip.
Well, yeah.
And
yeah.
then
yeah.
some.
Yeah.
And that's my 401k, so that's exciting. I'm all set.
$6,000.
Yeah, that's it. I can live like I live right now for about 20 minutes. And
I love that.
I remember.
I wonder how many people are like, that's my 401k out there, man. They're going to win it, man.
I think you'd be surprised how many people do that. I think a lot of people do that.
Oh.
I read somewhere there was a startling percent, a high percentage of people who say – their retirement plan is the lottery.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, we very possibly could have a listener that won the Powerball last week.
What?
Out of Lafayette, Indiana.
There's only a couple ways to show gratitude.
For the Chick McGee.
The United States of America, the way we live our life. Okay.
ChickMcGee.com, donate button, find it right there.
That's exactly right.
No limit.
No perhaps. Limit on the donate yep. button. Let me tell you, PayPal might have a couple problems for a couple days, but there's no limit.
I was talking about on the streets and how people get kind of a little weird and crazy as you get towards the weekend.
You were talking on the
streets? No, I wasn't talking streets. And people always try to hand you little pictures or whatever.
Did you see any whores?
I saw some ladies with little pasties on their nipples, but they were just there to get pictures. That was a big thing.
Wait a minute. That's not a whore.
Wait a minute. What about their bottoms?
What
about that ass?
Yeah, they had something, but they had like a little. They were dressed just like they were like dancers, show dancers,
out in the daylight.
And there were two ladies, probably the most attractive ladies.
Listen to Hillbilly Chick out in the daylight. Okay, sorry.
Probably the two most attractive ladies I saw were dressed like kind of like cops, but in black bikinis,
sexy
basically.
Caps.
Yeah. And they had their own little siren, and they were spanking guys.
Okay, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
You need to get out. We need to get out there, Vibbert.
I'm more excited.
We would have a good time.
I'm more excited that they had a siren.
Woo! Yeah, it was great. But the best one was I was in this one little stretch, which is a little seedy. You almost like you're expecting there's like three or four crappy little buildings, and you're like, okay, they're holding out for someone to pay a ton of money for these and then put an actual hotel there.
Right.
Because it's oddly placed. So it just happened to be where there was a little more seedy people. And I just walked by, and this smaller guy, real quietly next to me,
Prince,
like, no, no, was not Prince. He's like, best cocaine in Vegas. He said, best cocaine in Vegas. And I'm like, what?
I know. I was waiting for the follow up sales pitch.
No, I was just walking, and he leaned into me and whispered it. And I'm like, I look like a cocaine guy?
Yellow tops.
Well, you are on the thin side.
That would be more meth, wouldn't it?
Very methy, but cocaine
I'm
kind of, too.
I'm more methy.
I think they're both stimulants. I think cocaine guys. You look a little bit too – your complexion looks a little bit too normal.
I wanted to see how far it would go. Deep down. Like,
did you buy?
No, I didn't.
Did you come back from Vegas hooked on cocaine?
No.
You're in a safe place. Tell him.
Got
hi, Jason. It's okay.
Got that pocket full of sunshine.
But I want to know where the backdoor things are happening. You know, like, all right, he takes me here. We go there. Talk to this guy. He's probably not the guy. He probably gets you to the guy.
I feel like he was an undercover cop.
What if I look more like a cop than anyone? Come on.
You got a cop haircut.
Kind of. If I had a little more shaved. Yeah. Jeffy looks a little more copy than me.
I look like you do a cop.
You look like a cop.
You got the sides pretty thin, pretty short.
Nerk.
No, but I loved it. My wife wouldn't go back, but I would go back.
For easily. Cocaine? What?
Hang out with the guys.
Oh, okay.
Be fun. And maybe the cocaine.
Yeah.
Chick, you didn't really – you told me
let
that
me tell
you went
something.
There on a Friday.
Let me tell you something. The first time the Bob and Tom show
– was this
– because
– early 90s?
It went on for years that there were West Coast people who wanted us to come out and do a broadcast on West Coast time. And we fought it for years because we're all Midwestern people and we're not going to get up at 3 in the morning, basically. And, you know, well, no, get up at, yeah. What time would it be in Vegas if
three.
We were?
3 hours.
3 hours. So we'd have to get up at 3 in the morning to do a 6 o'clock a.m. broadcast here.
Which basically you're getting up at 2 to get ready by 2:30 to go.
So, but I mean, I know technically it's all the same time, but the point is we arrived in Vegas on a Friday and we did not leave Vegas until the following Sunday. So not 2 days later Sunday, 9 days later. That's far too long to be in Vegas.
Two whole weekends.
It's your whole brain starts to change shape, and you have conversations like this with yourself. Well, I only lost $350 tonight, so I'll win $400 later, and then I can bet again tomorrow night. And I don't know how it happens, but that's pretty much – gambled the same $400 or $500 all week, winning and losing.
Sure, basically. Sure.
So yeah, it's a crazy.
What games do you play?
Then I was just starting to play dice, so blackjack, and then go to the craps table and see.
I don't know the rules to craps. I feel like if I had friends with me, I would jump in, but I'm not just going to jump in on a table.
It's the funnest.
It's intimidating.
The funnest, and it's the quickest way to win money. But it's the quickest way to lose money.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I did not play Pai Gow. I know you recommend it.
Pai Gow is a great thing if you want to be a little, if you want to watch your budget. And, it sure
sounds
is.
Sounds like my kind.
Because it takes forever. A lot of draws, a lot of ties in Pai Gow, a lot of pushes.
So, what do you do with the craps table if you don't know the rules? You just show up and just start rolling?
Oh, yeah.
And they're fine with that?
They'll come, yeah. Yeah. Well, because I was there 9 days, I took craps lessons. Like
I saw one. I should have gone over.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah. I mean, there's nobody else there, and it was great.
Are craps lessons free?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Everything in that's the thing. I don't understand.
They teach you how to lose your mind.
I don't understand how these hotels are so big. They teach you how to gamble. They give you free liquor. They got to be losing money somewhere.
Losing money easy. Well, the Ocean's 12 guys stole all their money.
Oh no, wait.
They have money. The Ocean's 12 guys stole it all.
Andy Garcia's. Did you go to the Andy Garcia Hotel? Isn't he in charge of one of the hotels?
Which one?
All I remember is the Tangiers and Casino. That's the one Ace Rothstein ran.
I know that the Hangover was. There's a big scene up on the top of Caesars, I believe, or that's where the
the guy ends up on the roof. Yeah,
yeah, and the Mike Tyson Tiger scene was up there. I believe. Yeah, I need to go back and watch a couple of Vegas movies now. But I tell you what. Here's the other thing. Here's half of the if you go to Vegas. Half of your decision to come back to Vegas is the airport. It's around the corner. Imagine if we're a hotel and the airport is at the station. I mean, it is pretty close.
I think that's
close.
That's what kind of hurt the downtown area and around Freeman Street and those places because it seemed. I mean, the strip hotels are right there from the hotel.
But
from the airport.
Fremont has a nice vibe, though. They have it's been there for 20 years, I think. But they have like a roof over Fremont Street with like LEDs and stuff, and it's fun.
When we went out there, it was late 80s. And I remember it was the year the Redskins played the Bengals, and whichever Morris we had as a running back set the record for the number of carries, whatever year that was, against the Bengals in Cincinnati. I forget it. Anyway, it was like 89, 88, 89, around in there. And there was – I mean, Vegas has exploded. Because I think that we stayed at the Riviera, and Caesars hadn't had their big add-on yet, and – I don't think the Wynn was there yet.
Oh, gosh, no.
I don't think.
No, the Wynn's been there maybe 10 years.
The Luxor was there. Are you looking up Morris' record for carries?
Yeah, it keeps saying Alfred Morris, and that's not.
No.
Is it Jimmy?
It's not Jamie Morris from the Giants. It's Jamie Morris's brother who we had.
Well, we've been talking for years going out there just like week 4 of the NFL or something.
I know. It getting,
should we do that?
Me and the comedians and you guys. And
we could do some podcasts out there.
We could. We could shoot them up from out there, can't we?
Absolutely. Get a big suite.
That's what we should do instead of you going to Colorado. We'll go to Vegas in July. And there's nothing like being in Vegas in July.
Let's go.
Why not both?
Why not both? Stop in Vegas and then on to Colorado. And go see the John Mayer concert. Gosh, we're big talkers.
I bet John Mayer goes to Vegas right after Colorado. We follow him. We just follow John Mayer all summer.
That's a great idea. We got to stay here for Bob, though. I think Bob's here.
He's always here July-ish.
July, late July.
Yeah, because he's been in Chicago the past two Julys. Does that sound right?
I'll go either. We'll go either.
Bob needs to open up for John
Mayer. Have you ever been to a casino, Jeff?
I've been to like an electronic casino. I mean, we did a casino in Cincinnati for the opening day broadcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it's not really a real casino.
I thought that one has dealers. Does it not?
I think they have private rooms, but it's like a $250 plus.
I might go to the opening day this year. I might try to go.
I want to say that casino in Cincinnati is just like the ones in Vegas.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think it is. I think they have live dealers. And now the ones here.
Even roulette?
Yep. I think in Shelbyville, yeah, they still have electronics.
I've been to the one in Anderson and actually like gambled.
Do they have machines there or people?
Machines.
Machines, yeah.
Machines.
Went up $69. Time to leave. Saw a slot machine that had meerkats on it, like the little show. I go, I got to play this.
They're exotic.
Left with $10. Stopped by the liquor store on the way home, got a 40-ounce, and then we went home, and I drank.
How I won my money on the roulette wheel was earlier in the trip, a day or two before.
It's another system.
No, it was not a system. Oh. But I saw a number. I don't remember what the number was, but it hit three times straight. And I'm like, I couldn't believe it. So then I was at a table that I was doing pretty well. And I put, there was it was black 17 hit twice in a row. I said, I'll be damned if I sit here and watch a number hit again.
Right.
$5 on 17 and it hit.
No three. Kidding.
Even the girl spinning, she like threw her head down in disbelief that it hit three times in a row.
Oh my God.
She, yeah.
Yeah, but you always bet on black.
Oh yeah.
Wesley Snipes.
Oh yeah. But they have the stats on here. These numbers are hot. Right, these thirds.
Sure.
They make it
so easy. I don't know how. How are they making money?
Well, and that's the thing. There was a table that was really hot on red. There was, you know, it shows maybe 20 numbers. Yeah. I bet 17 of them were red. So some guy just, you know, straddles up to the table, throws money on black. And I'm like, dude, it's been red most of the time. And obviously, Either way is flawed
because
it's a 50-50, and essentially 50-50. You take out the zero and the double zero. Right. And he goes, oh, well, it's due for black. I'm like, well, you might as well just give that away. Sure enough, red. He's gone.
He lost it all.
He's homeless now.
I had a system.
Oh,
he's blowing guys in law.
Then I see a young guy. I bet there's no way. He was way younger than you, Jeff, and somehow legal to be there. But he had his mom there. And she's just pulling out $100 bills for this kid. And he keeps losing them. I couldn't, but while I sat there, he had to lose $1,000.
Jeez.
Well, you know, I was there with one of the wives. That didn't go very well. She lied about my.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I lost $150.
Horse shit. Okay.
So what was the name of the kid? The fake ID of the kid in Vegas Vacation.
Oh, Papa Giorgio.
Papa Giorgio. You met Papa Giorgio.
I need to go back and watch all these Vegas movies now. I think, have a little more perspective.
I think the Ocean's movies, I think 11 is the best one. I think 12, everybody agrees 12 is awful.
12 is the one where they like go to Italy or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they went to Paris and Rome.
Isn't 13 the one Julia Roberts plays herself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is that 12 or 13? Shit.
I forget which.
13 is the one where he has the prosthetic nose. Matt Damon has the prosthetic nose.
I liked 11.
Can't drink the champagne.
And yeah, I've never seen it. You guys know I give Clooney a wide berth.
Oh, yeah.
You know that. Clooney can do no wrong.
Absolutely.
George, you have an open invitation to be on the podcast anytime. Just you got to drive over here to Indy. We're not coming to Cincinnati or wherever the hell you say you stay.
So that's what we'll do. We'll talk to Podcast One, and we'll have them get us a deal in Vegas.
There you go. Now we're talking.
We'll get some of our friends. I know like Chad Daniels, Han.
A lot of the comedians in the summertime, they take a month off. They take vacation. Yeah. We got to start sending out the invites if that's the case.
I think October out there, it wouldn't be too hot.
Yeah.
But it was actually it was warmer here in Indiana than it was in Vegas.
Well, in Vegas, you never go outside anymore.
In February.
Football season would be going strong in October too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Week four or five.
I'm not going to lie. I'd be afraid to go to Vegas with Han.
Oh, I would get wild.
I will tell you about Greg Hahn in social situations off the podcast. This is not even suitable for the podcast.
This is off the air. That's not off the air anymore.
Greg is a great guy and very quiet. unless he's on stage. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, and that's you kind of expect.
No, I love Greg, but I just
I tell you who's danger, and he knows. I think this is Chad Daniels.
Oh God, yeah,
absolutely.
He's out of his mind at times. I've heard. And I keep telling him you can't keep doing this. You can't keep sliding down a 45-degree angle street on a trash can lid in Italy at 3 in the morning.
Hong Kong, I thought it was.
Hong Kong.
He just did that?
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
How old is he? He's like 38?
He's around 40. Yeah. He's 40-ish.
Around my age. Yeah. But he's strong as an ox.
Oh, God, yeah. God. Oh, God, yes. His upper chest. What?
So how course, does... Of course, I'm always happy I'm in the Bob and Tom studio, but the one day I'll always remember is the morning Chad Daniels threatened to punch John Fox in the face, and I would have loved to have seen it. I got to tell you.
Chad was there for two moments. He created that one,
but he
was also there.
Well, John created that.
John created that, but he made it.
Right.
Chad made the moment. He was there when Dean accidentally forgot to beep the F word out of a bit, and he handed it to Tom, and it played.
Yeah.
And Chad's reaction to what happened was priceless. He was just basically saying that was awesome because they all leaped for a button, and Chick said, I don't even have a button.
And I leaped for the button.
He leaped for the button.
Yeah, it was something else.
Oh, that was so good.
Chad doesn't ever come back until the fall.
You know who I can't wait to come? Dave Landau's coming in April.
Oh,
He hasn't been in town in a while. I just noticed
that. Yeah.
I wanted to ask, go back to craps, Chuck. Help me out here. Let's say we have a group of six, seven bros. Okay.
Yeah. Bros.
We go to the craps table.
Woo!
Do you sort of start betting together? You know, because there's a line.
You know what?
Is there kind of a team?
I say you have to bet together because when you go to a craps table, there's always some guy, like a Vibbert, who comes up to the table and bets the don't make the point line instead of the make the point line. And everybody's like, you set your point. And like, let's say Vibbert rolls a six. So we all start betting on six. But there's one jerk at the table who say,
looking at me,
I bet Vibbert's going to roll a seven before he rolls that six.
Okay.
He's down at the other end of the table.
He's betting against you.
He's betting against all of us because we're going to think Vibbert's going to roll that six right now, baby. We're all going to win. Yeah.
Dude.
You must bet together.
So if you're together, bet together.
You should bet together. Yeah.
If I come to the table, I'm a hype man. I'm not betting. I'm just hyping people up. Like, oh, shit, did you see that? This motherfucker is the hottest motherfucker in Vegas.
Your verbal support. I like that. Yeah.
I did karaoke over the weekend. Trashed. I had to catch up because people were already out, and I came out late.
And so he caught up too fast.
Caught up way too fast. Yeah. Taking shots.
Did you not have dinner beforehand?
Oh, I had dinner.
Okay.
But it was kind of an earlier dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Did Beyonce's Drunken Love with a friend, Mama Giorgio, and the guy's like, Mama Giorgio, come up here. I'm not using her real name.
Sure. Right.
I don't know why I had to explain that.
It's okay.
It's okay, Jeffy. Oh,
sorry. Okay.
You need some sleep.
So the guy's like, Mama Giorgio. And I walk up on stage and goes, you're not Mama Giorgio. And I was like, no, we're going to do this together. And he's like, let's wait till Mama Giorgio gets up. I'm like, I didn't know there's so many fucking rules in karaoke, buddy.
Okay.
He was like some 80-year-old man. So then Beyonce's Drunken Love's playing. She's singing, and I'm just hyping the fuck out of the crowd. She'll just be like, she'll say love, and I'll be like, love, 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 love. People going crazy. And then I just yelled at the top of my lungs Jay-Z's lyrics on that, and people were going nuts. It was honestly, it was like 18 people, but oh, they loved it. It was the most alive I've ever felt.
You were killing.
Wait for it.
Queen B! I've been drinking. Give it to me. Hype in the crowd.
Want you, ooh. Keep my fingers off your fatty down. I want you.
I was just jumping around on stage in the back.
I'm sorry, did I hear fingers up your fatty?
No, fingers off that fatty, I think. I don't know what, honestly, I don't know what there were words on the screen that I had no idea she said.
Okay.
Cigars on ice, don't know what that means. But there's one lyric in there when it's like, fill the tub up halfway. riding on that surfboard, that's where you fill the tub up halfway,
uh-huh.
and the guy lays down in it, and the girl gets on top and
okay.
rides that. Rides I don't know why I had to explain
rides
that.
Rides that surfboard.
I think I need to go sleep. I think that's...
That was outstanding, Jeff. I want to thank you for that.
Yeah. It was better when I was drunk, I feel like. But someone shot a video, and I was like, God, I killed that. And then I watched it the next morning, and it was just me going... there is
okay, fellas. Let's get on this Vegas trip. Can we do that?
Yeah, you know what? We need to go somewhere else first. We need to get. We need to do a test trip. Take the podcast on the road.
A test trip.
Maybe Cincinnati, actually.
Brown County in the fall.
Nope. You don't get to pick.
Okay, I'd pick a bad place.
This has been the Chick McGee Show. That's Jason. That's Jeff. I'm Chick. Thank you for downloading. Tell your friends. Go to chickmcgee.com and hit that donate button. And jefffibber.com for Jeff's podcast. And follow Jason on Twitter at the Jason Hoffe.
Don't forget stamps.com and True Car and blueapron.com/McGee.
And I just got my stamps.com
cool.
scale and account. And yeah, stamps.com code McGee. MCGE. Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Earn 4 times gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows 2 of the 3 people who were killed that day.
I have lost 3 great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The 2 Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.